The good news hour is with you once again, and we greet you in the name of our soon coming Savior and Lord. I should like to ask your attention, please, now to the second epistle of Paul to Timothy, chapter 4, and we shall read together, beginning at verse 1. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fable. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me at that day, and not to me only, but to all them that love his appearing. May God bless the reading of this most interesting portion of his precious and of his holy word. Now, you can easily see, those of you who listened to our message to you in our last broadcast, or read to you from the third chapter of this epistle, and the picture seems to grow darker and darker and darker. Now, this was the end, so far as the Apostle Paul himself was concerned, for he could say, the time of my departure is at hand. He was about to be led out to the executioner's block and his head to be severed from his body, and of course he did go peacefully into the presence of the Lord Jesus. But at such an hour as that, he viewed the past without regret, and the present without fear, and the future with rejoicing. I wonder if my hearers could do that. And of course you couldn't unless you are like the Apostle Paul, and of course know, I mean, by personal faith, the Lord Jesus Christ, and had fought the good fight and finished the course and kept the faith and so on. Now, we reminded ourselves in our last message to you that all second epistles in a special way have a definite message for the last days. You see, he opened up the chapter by saying, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. Now, I should like to say to all who may be listening in to my message or listening in to God's precious and holy word. Now, if you were honest, really, truly honest and fair to the word of God, you could not for one second doubt but what we are living at the very end of this dispensation, and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ is at the door. And so I shall just point out some two or three things before hurriedly going into chapter 4 where we read tonight, and point out a few things of interest there. However, in chapter 3, the Apostle Paul says to his son Timothy, that is his son in the faith, this know. And again we remind you that God expects us to know. He does not leave us in the dark. It is true that the hour is growing dark. And sometimes people ask the question, what does the future hold? Well, you needn't be in the darkest of that. God's word is clear and God's word is plain. And we have a simple statement as to conditions that will develop and conditions that are being fulfilled and transpiring before our very eyes. And so I'm going to point out some two or three things that are so plain and simple right on the very surface. Now, one of the characteristics of the last days, he says, men would be lovers of money. I ask you, is that true? There never was a day in human history when men were lovers of money to the extent that they are at this very day. Lovers of money. Think of the unscrupulous methods that men sometimes stoop to in order to accumulate a little of this world's goods that so soon passes away. And again he says, unthankful and unholy, and then of course he says, disobedient to parents. Now think just a little bit, and you don't have to go very far. Disobedience to parents is exhibited in practically every home in the world. And where once there was respect for parental authority, now there seems to be disrespect and delinquency, juvenile delinquency is on the increase at a most alarming degree. And again we say the end of all things is at hand. No, we are not defeatists, and we are not taking a pessimistic view, but simply facing things fairly and squarely in the light of God's precious and holy word. Then again he says that men would be lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Is that true? I'm sure no one could for a second challenge that. Oh, men and women are pleasure mad today, seeking that that does not, that that cannot satisfy. You know, the pleasures of this world, says Moses, are but for a season. They're just fleeting. There are pleasures, but they are fleeting. They do not, they cannot possibly satisfy. And then another thing he points out is that having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof from such turn away. Most people you meet today have some sort of a profession of religion of one kind or another. But you see, he says, you're having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. And so the picture grows darker and darker. Now this is the outlook of the world, this world in which we're living. And then as we go down the chapter, he says to his son Timothy in the faith, but evil men, that's verse 13, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. And then he tells his son Timothy how he can be fortified. And I should like to pass this on to all my listeners today, how you too may be fortified. You can only be fortified by giving the Word of God a place in your heart. Yes, it's wonderful to have the Word of God in your home. And don't let anyone deceive you by telling you you can't understand the Bible. Of course it's profound. It is sublime. And it could never be fully exhausted. It's like its very author, God. Nevertheless, there are portions in therein that you may read and enjoy. And I have no doubt would prove to be a blessing to your soul if you're a Christian. On the other hand, if you aren't, it would bring you into the realization of your guilt, your standing before God, and in turn bring you to Christ if there was real honesty and sincerity before Him. Now when you look at verse 15, he says to Timothy, "That from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus." Now if you'd like to be made wise, wise unto salvation, then, of course, you must know the Scriptures. And then he says, through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Then he goes on to tell us that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. Now, if that's the case, the Word of God ought to be, and it is, a valuable book, the most valuable book in existence. And so when he comes to the next chapter, he says, Timothy, preach the Word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine, for the time will come when they will not endure sound teaching. For after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn their ears, they shall turn away their ears from the truth and be turned unto fables. And I'm sorry to have to say, but I believe that we are there. Of course there are some here and there in different parts of the country who still have an ear for the Word of God, and see to it that you listen to what he has to say, because he says the time is coming when they will not endure sound doctrine or sound teaching. They want something to tickle the ears, something light, something that wouldn't bring before them the realities of God and the realities of eternity. In other words, want to be deceived, willingly be deceived. God grant, if you have never turned to the Lord Jesus Christ, that you might turn to him this day. Oh, listen to what God has to say, for he does indeed have a message of life and a message of salvation for you. You know, men and women get saved not by turning away from the truth, but by turning to the Word of God. Listen to this, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth Jesus Lord and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. What saith it? And again you read that expression in the epistle of Paul to the Romans. What saith it? What does the Word say? Ah, friends, the Word of God has a message. A message there of life, a message of life, and a message of salvation for you. Have you heard the voice of the Son of God? And friends, we tell you that his voice is to be heard and only can be heard as it's revealed in the Holy Scriptures. Thank you, friends, for giving us a few moments of your valuable and precious time. But we are sure if what we have had to say and in the messages we bring you from time to time results in your turning for yourself to the Scriptures, to the Word of God, we believe that we will have accomplished something for the glory of God and for your present and eternal good. Now we'd like to get a line from you. This address will reach us, Good News Hour, 419 Smith Street, Atchison, Kansas. Meantime, God bless you, is our daily prayer.